definitely human.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello there! You are listening to The Martin Chronicles, a six-part Mars Corp miniseries, written, produced, and edited by Definitely Human, and performed by Derek Elwood. Hey! This miniseries is dedicated to all our brilliant patrons who support Definitely Human Productions. If you're a fan of Mars Corp and want to hear more of our amazing adventures, check out patreon.com/definitelyhuman and become a patron. We've already raised enough to produce monthly Mars Corp mini-episodes, which is fantastic! With your help, we could produce a second season, which would be even more fantastic! Oh, and you'll also get early access to new projects and exclusive content? Wowie! Is that everything? Yes! No! Wait, no! Also, Mars Corp has teamed up with Audiobooks on Tape to produce a USB audio cassette of Season 1, the holiday specials, and the Martin Chronicles miniseries. Check out audiobooksontape.com and search for Mars Corp to find out more about that. A huge, huge thank you to everyone who has supported Mars Corp. We love you. See you later.
Hello. It is I, Martin Mann, base manager of the terraforming mission Mars Corp. The date is Thursday, March 15, 2508. I've been thinking a lot about Daniel Bunsen lately. He was just 1 year ahead of me in school, but twice my size at least. He was a huge, terrifying Neanderthal of a boy, a mountain of meat and muscle, with pale skin and black eyes. Like a shark. The first time we met was in a crowded corridor. I was trying to get up the stairs to class, but instead found myself being tossed around like a piece of driftwood in the waves of students that poured out of every door. Daniel and his friends were coming down the stairs, and I found myself directly in their way. And so Daniel hit me. I don't think he even meant to hit me hard. It was just a sort of dismissive punch, really. He did it as casually as if he were opening a door. But being the weak little thing that I was back then, I flew into the wall and crumpled to the floor like a bag of garbage, all my books scattering everywhere. My God. It's not that it hurt as such, but I was so embarrassed. My entire head throbbed, and I'm certain it turned bright red, because of course it did. Ugh, I still feel all prickly just thinking about it. Anyway, I must have looked hilarious, because Daniel suddenly burst out laughing, and made a point of picking on me for the rest of the year. God, how I hated him. He made me miserable for that small but highly significant part of my life. But, you know, I learned a valuable lesson. A lesson that I think all kids should learn. What do you do when you feel small and vulnerable? Say it with me now. You become hard. On the outside and, equally importantly, on the inside. Hard. Like a diamond. I was a little fish in a big pond, and it was time to change that. And how does a little fishy become a big fishy? By eating all the other fish, of course. Adaptation. That's what it's all about. Daniel taught me that, when you think about it, and I will always be grateful to him. And now here I am, on Mars of all places. I bet Daniel never even dreamed of going to Mars, unless he's here now. Oh, I hadn't thought of that. Mental note, check the suspended animation pods for a Daniel Bunsen. Okay, so perhaps Mars turned out to be a bit of a letdown, and yes, everyone I've ever loved is dead, but I've got a cushy job and a spacious office now, so... equilibrium? And at least I'm not some snivelling little loser anymore. I've got biceps! What do you think, Baxter? Give that arm a squeeze. Not bad, huh?
I approximate you have average physical strength.
Oh, you big flirt. Anywho... I think I've figured out the key to embracing my new life here on Mars. It's equal parts champagne and absinthe. Nothing much bothers me anymore. Well, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Oh, that's the thing about this place. Everyone is so happy. And the reason they're all happy is because it's against company policy to be sad. So I'm trying to take that on board, like a good Mars Corp employee. Do I still sometimes wake up in the middle of the night, drenched in cold sweat, screaming my son's name? Of course! But who doesn't? The important thing is, I've adapted. Heck, I'm the biggest fishy on the base. Can't get better than that. Martin Mann, base manager of Mars Corp status. Yellow. No, gold. Oh, yes. I like that. Baxter, write that down. To be honest, the colour status thing has taken a little getting used to. I thought at first that it was just some ham-fisted way of establishing an arbitrary hierarchical social structure, and I was right. That is exactly what it is. But it goes so much deeper than I ever could have imagined. Despite everyone having more or less the same living conditions, oranges, the lowest status employees, are treated like scum, whereas blues are practically royalty. It's bizarre, and frankly, it's a hindrance to the mission. But it's so ingrained into the fabric of the base that I can't do anything about it now. Well, maybe I could, but it would be a lot of work. And I'm super busy at the moment. Ah, that reminds me. Work has finally begun on the long-term habitability objective for levels 9 to 45 of the base. Everyone's been dragging their feet on this one, probably because it necessitates teamwork between the departments, or, as they're calling it, a truce. I am cautiously optimistic that we'll put an end to this nonsense about uncharted zones by the end of the year. Who knows what fabulous tech is out there hidden away in some abandoned storage room or something. Some of the employees point blank refuse to work in the uncharted zones because they believe they're haunted. I mean, by what? Space ghosts? Dead employees? The Martians are inactive enough when they're alive. I don't know what threat they could possibly pose after they've expired. That's one of the many, many bizarre things about these Martians. They have all these silly superstitions about spooky specters and then happily chow down on big lumps of genetically engineered meat cubes without a second thought. The first time I saw one of these things, I actually threw up. But in retrospect, I think I was just being a bit of a snob. It turns out the meat cubes are actually rather Moorish. and the Martians are mad about their meat. I was in the canteen the other day and one of the employees, Barney or Bernard or something, pushed in front of me to pilfer the last sausage. Can you believe that? That was my sausage, by right. Of course I did what any respectable base manager would do. Pow! Left hook right on the nose. He crumbled like a plastic bag. It was brilliant. He won't be pinching my sausage again in a hurry. Honestly, I think I might be the strongest person on the base. I don't know if it's because of the lower gravity or something like that, but punching Bernie was just like punching a child. He even cried, like a baby. But I'm not made of stone. I gave him a cheeky wink and a reassuring pat on the head before I left. A leader should know when to show mercy. After that little display of physical prowess, the Martians now go out of their way to clear a path for me wherever I go. It's wonderful. I feel like a shark in a fish shoal. I bumped into Daniel again, much later in my life, when I was taking Gary to school. He was the sweetest guy, married, two kids, looking all soft and chubby in his beige sweater. He tried to apologize for the way he treated me, but I wouldn't hear it. Daniel, I said, your dumb ape-like cruelty helped shape me into the man I am today. You see, adaptation goes both ways. I was able to evolve into something strong and powerful, whereas Daniel went from the great white to a sea sponge. C'est la vie. Anyway, is that everything? Yeah. Oh, one more thing. Someone died this morning. A purple employee. His name began with W. Warren, maybe? I saw the whole thing. He was running full speed down the corridor with two pairs of scissors in each hand, weaving through all the wet floor signs when his shoelace came undone. He stopped to tie them up and an industrial ceiling vent fell on his head. The strange thing was, one of the other employees gave him an on-the-spot eulogy. No, really? And not like a proper one, just a quick, fairly generic speech followed by, "To Mars Corp!" I mean, how creepy is that? Apparently, everyone gets the same treatment after they kick the bucket. I suppose that applies to me now, too. I wonder what people will say about me. Martin Mann was the only sane employee at Mars Corp. It sure is lonely at the top.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.